The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show, tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for May 11th, 2010. Yeah, that's today. I am your host, Jethro Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning in my loins, the baker, fine cookies, the tailor, fine armor, the Uncle Jenna!
Hail and greetings. Why don't you just say the chick downstairs?
Hey, it's the chick downstairs!
There you go.
And who hasn't been an EQ in a week and a half? As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop in on the in-game chat channel. That's guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethro's parodies, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org. Well, that's my opening spiel.
That's
good
it?
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Just kidding.
So you're going to give me a bad time about not being in the EQ for a while.
No, I'm just teasing. I understand, you know, the need to take a break every once in a while. You can't do it all the time and not get sick of it.
I'm just sort of... I don't know.
Well, you've gone through a lot of the contents in the expansion. I mean, I think you've gone through all of the solo, content that you can in Sentinel's Fate. And I mean, I understand needing a break. I understand that. I mean, you play other games. And
usually, I don't.
No, you. Yes, you do. You either take a break with World of Warcraft, or you've gone on to Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, the last time you took a break, you were in Pirates of the Caribbean.
For a month.
Yeah, and this time, what are these games you're playing? They're kind of like Myst.
They're hidden object games.
Mm-hmm, and puzzles.
Or they're interactive hidden objects games where you find hidden objects, and then you have to do stuff with them. So, yes, very much like, you know, the Myst game where you had to find shit and stuff and all that good stuff. And I feel like I'm doing something, I don't know, when I complete them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have storylines.
No, not that.
What, storylines?
Yeah, really. Kidding. Go on.
They do. They have storylines. Like, I did one about Edgar Allan Poe.
Really?
Which I liked, yeah. He had to go release his spirit, and then he had to release other spirits that he's done wrong to from stories he wrote and stuff. And anyway.
Was one of them
telling
named,
me I should try Oblivion.
Was one of them named Lenore?
No, actually, no.
Nevermore.
And Eric's got Oblivion on the PS3, but I'm not really good on...
I have Morrowind if you want to give it a try.
Oh.
I have that, but I didn't like it. I mean, I was a big player of Daggerfall, the Elder Scrolls 2, when it, you know, back before EverQuest. And we waited 7 years for Morrowind to come out. You know, I was, you know, active in the forums and stuff like that. Like, yes, you know, they started leaking us screen captures and, you know, little tidbits here and there. It's like, oh, we can't wait for this to come out, and we're all excited. And by the time it came out, I was already engrossed in EverQuest 1. And I gotta say, Morrowind, I think it was a general consensus in the Elder Scrolls players community. Morrowind was a gigantic disappointment.
And so you want me to go play this?
Go ahead, give it a shot. I already have it. It's free. I paid $50 for it.
I'm happy to enjoy my games right now. They're through Big Fish, you know. And, yeah, I have to buy some of them. But you can play for an hour for free to decide if you like it or not. You could read the reviews to find out, well, I played it for an hour. How much more is there to this?
Yeah.
You know, is it worth, you know? And then they have daily deals, which is only like $3. So if I'm careful, I'm, you know.
Me too. So, go ahead. I was just going to.
No, I'm playing these hidden object games, and
And to answer your earlier question before we came on the air, yes, I'm hearing coin drops. Probably from your speakers or something. Anyway.
The speakers are on, hon.
To answer Binnick's question. Yes, Morrowind is the third Elder Scrolls game. Oblivion was the fourth. And current, I believe. Let's see, what else do I have in my little thing here?
Well, the thing is with these hidden object games, or interactive hidden object games, is it's not just having a screen and finding these objects. It's the little interactive mystery puzzles you got to figure out. Okay, yeah, okay, I found the saw. And let's see, I remember a board back here that needed to be cut. And I can figure these things out majority of the time without having to run and look at walkthroughs, uh-huh. Which I like. I like being able to sit down and play a game where I'm not constantly going, okay, fine, now what do I do? You know, there's no logical next step to go. So I got to go look at a walkthrough and go, oh, well, didn't make a whole lot of sense, but I will go do that next step.
Right.
Those I absolutely hate because I have to go. Yeah, I've played Return to Ravenclaw, and I still had problems with all these. They have these puzzles on these doors. You got to figure out how to. You ever play Mousetrap?
Yeah, I played Mousetrap. But what you're talking about is very much like Myst. Every time you needed to go somewhere, you had to figure out a puzzle, but you needed clues to work the puzzle, and you had to go all around the areas where you already were. Let's see, what the fuck did I miss?
Well, I loved Myst, but. Some of it was intuitive. Some of it I could go, oh, I know what to do next. Mm-hmm. Some of it was like, I have no freaking clue where to go now.
Myst lost me. I played it for a few months before it started losing me. And then I tried Myst 2 when it came out, and I kind of chucked it. It was this was a waste of $50. I couldn't play it at all. But yeah, if you want something else to try, I also have Daggerfall, The Elder Scrolls 2. I have City of Heroes. I can easily reactivate the account on that, I suppose. And Morrowind. Now, the thing I liked about Morrowind, actually, was you could cheat so easily. Because it also comes with the construction kit, where you can create your own zones. Well, I wouldn't really create my own zones. I would just create a treasure chest and drop it right in the middle of the beginning area.
Oh, you're terrible.
I would fill that damn thing with so much stuff, and then you can alter the items that you're putting into the chest. So I put, you know, a billion gold pieces. I found, weapons and stuff that looked good, but my character really couldn't play, so I went in and changed the stats. Okay, it looks like it's plate, but it's actually cloth. Okay, it's actually cloth with 5 billion hit points.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Then why play, you know?
Because I am an explorer. If I wasn't an explorer, I wouldn't play a ranger. I like going in where I'm not, where I have absolutely no business being in, and just looking around. And, you know, you drop shit into this chest and throw it in the beginning area, and it's like, all right, now I can go anywhere I want and not really have to worry about it. You know, it's kind of like going into God mode, you know?
Yeah, but then what's the challenge of the game that you're playing?
Well, then you can go back and, you know, start anew and don't put the chest in there. It's a mod that you can turn off and on.
Oh, okay.
So you can start, you know, start it all over again, and okay, let's go to the real beginning zone. Yeah. Stuff like that. So.
But, I don't know. I just needed some sort of something that I felt like I could sit down and accomplish on my own. Because there's these games that I've gone through and not had to run off to the walkthrough or the cheats or whatever to figure out what to do next. I had a good time. I enjoyed it. Majority of the time, the puzzles I can figure out. Mm-hmm. I'm not sitting there feeling like I'm stupid. And of course, like I said, they have storylines. Majority of them have storylines. I got one of their games for free a while back, and I never had a chance to sit down and play it. And that was Mystery Case Files, Raven, they said it in the channel. Trying to look up my account real quick.
Ravencroft, something like that? Return to Raven, something like that.
No, Return to Raven is, yeah, I played Seven Guests.
Ravenloft,
yes, I played Seven Guests.
Jared is saying Ravenhurst?
No, we'll hang on, two seconds.
Okay. First PC game I...
Ravenhurst. Yeah. Mystery Case Files Ravenhurst. I got that one for free.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried Return to Ravenhurst, and I'm on Dire Grove now. I've played Gardenscapes, which was kind of fun. It was more strictly hidden object type thing, and the idea was to find all these hidden objects to sell, gain enough money to rebuild the garden and of this place that you inherited, which is okay. Replay value maybe a couple times. Played one called Love and Death Bitten, which was, had a really good storyline. Dead Time Stories, that's a newer one, that's had a pretty good storyline too. It's another one of those interactive hidden objects. Then there was Edgar Allan Poe's Conspiracy, Midnight Mysteries. Penny Dreadful's Sweeney Todd, I really enjoyed that one because I like Sweeney Todd. And then Vampireville, which was comical.
Vampire.
That's all I can say. It was comical. It was funny.
Okay.
I enjoyed that one. And I haven't been finding that in game lately as accomplishment. Like right now, I'm mentored down. I'm in the Wailing Caves looking for stuff to transmute because I've still got a... I'm still working on my transmuting. I'm now up to 10 to 19 level. Haha. Which is a lot easier. But still, that's why I gave up on going after my books. Because I would go after my books and beat the hell out of everything in the friggin' zone and still not get anything. And I've mentored down and I've gone back to get drops too, and it's still just not showing, stuff's not showing up.
Yeah.
And they get bored. It seems a little pointless to go after these book drops when they're just not there. I like the feeling when I get one and I can go through and hunt down the creatures needed to fill out the pages and then put the book on my shelf. I feel like I've accomplished something. You know, that sounds really weird, right?
Yeah. No, it's not weird. But, you know, if you're trying and trying and trying to do something and it just doesn't show up, I can understand the "oh, screw it" thing.
Yeah. So,
it's kind of like me trying to get a rare. In Sentinel's Fate, just trying to get a rare so I can update my my scroll. You know, trying to get a rare so I can update my scrolls and stuff. Fuck it. It ain't gonna happen. I have.
Well, it does. Just have to keep harvesting, huh?
I harvest everything I pass, and I have never seen a rare.
The diamonds come. You know, you need diamonds.
Yeah.
And you know they come off the ones that look
yes.
like.
Yes.
Okay.
I know what to harvest, and you know I'm getting it. I pass no node. I harvest.
Are you
every
cherry
node.
Picking or you're clearing?
I'm clearing. I'm getting yeah. everything that I can. If I see a node, I go after it, and I have yet to see a rare.
Wow.
I've been harvesting continuously since the expansion came out, and I have not seen a rare. Other people have seen rares. I have not seen one at all.
Now, you can't say that. You've had rares.
I've been given a rare, but I have not harvested a rare. So, fuck it. That's what I say.
Well, you... I don't know. Perseverance.
Well, when does perseverance become kicking yourself in the teeth?
Seeing some of the stuff I end up doing. Right?
Mm.
And you wonder why I haven't gone nuts.
So.
Am I wrong? You just stick to it. But then I guess I've gotten tired of sticking to it for a while.
No, see, I'm getting the feeling that the same feeling that Delmon was getting for a while there. I feel that the nodes are flagged. You know, if user is Jethel, fuck it. Because Delmon was having that feeling about the cards, the card drops. Which, yeah. by the way, I haven't seen one of those in over a year.
I haven't either. I think they've quit doing it.
They had to have, because I haven't seen it. Jared wants to know where I'm in. I'm at the Legion of Kithacor Guild Hall. Just hit the teleport pad and hit on top of the world. Have you seen this yet? No, you haven't. You haven't been in a week.
I haven't been in a week.
Well, come to the hall and hit the thing that says on top of the world.
I might when I'm done here.
Because I'm on top of the world looking down on creation.
I mean, the only satisfying thing I have when I'm mentored down is I kick incredible ass. But even
that. Oh, yeah, there is that.
After a while, you know, it's like there's only so much orc ass I can kick. That
mm-hmm. You know, before we go any further, we do have a few announcements to make.
Let
me take a look at my notes here. Facebook, look up Jethel Silverwing, go to notes. We have birthdays. Of course, it was already announced. Pardon me. It was already announced on EQ Tuesday that today is Thursday will be Delmon's birthday.
Delmon's got a birthday?
He was born. He was. He did not materialize. He didn't hatch. Apparently, he was born.
Fine aging cheese.
One of our fans from the Crushbone server, Chubby Little Buddy, who was, I think, a Ogre Shadow Knight, I think, over on the Crushbone server. His birthday is this week. And celebrity birthday, Billy Joel, is this week.
Billy Joel.
He's like another cheese getting old.
Yes, getting old and crashing through walls. Remember that shit? He, like, went through... Didn't he go, like, lose control of his car and crash into the living rooms of, like, two people in a 5-year stretch?
I don't remember.
It was something like that. So, for, Chubby Little Buddy, Billy Joel, and Delamont, here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
congratulations to Delmon, Chubby Little Buddy, and
Billy Joel.
And we do have a celebrity death.
What? Oh, yeah.
Lena Horne. I don't even know what she did. She was an actress and a singer, I believe, wasn't she?
She's better known for being a singer.
All I know is Red Fox's character on Sanford and Son is obsessed with her. But I'm afraid she is a bit before my time. So let's go to Wikipedia and look up Lena Horne. Yep, she won a number of Grammys. She was in a dozen films. More than that, actually, 24 films. All right. Well, there we go. Oh, she was in The Wiz. What was she in The Wiz? Let's see. Was Glinda, the Good Witch of the South, apparently, in The Wiz. Also starring Richard Pryor, Diana Ross, and Michael Jackson. I didn't know Richard Pryor was in The Wiz.
Yeah, he was the Scarecrow, I believe.
No, Richard Pryor was the Wizard.
Mm.
Michael Jackson was Scarecrow.
Well, it's been a while since I watched it.
Now, I have absolutely no idea who the rest of these people are, looking at the cast list here. Anyway. Moving on. Moving right along.
Looks like I'm going to have to find someplace else besides the Wailing Caves.
Why is that?
Oh, just other people in here. That's another thing I got tired of doing, is trying to hunt in these lower end places against everybody else. Mm. Who's also down there doing the same freaking thing?
Damn them!
They're down there getting shit to transmute too! Fun. Well, I knew somebody was a Scarecrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, someone has to be the Scarecrow.
So, it looks like the 25th.
Hmm?
Alice.
Ah.
Alice on the 25th. And I'm not all that excited about it. I mean, housing... Maybe.
Clorny is telling me that Frank Frazetta is dead. I don't know who Frank Frazetta is. Look him up. Anyway, so you're not excited about Hollis coming out?
No. Not really. I mean, I'll have to go back and check out the test server and see what's going on, but,
Oh!
I mean... The housing, yeah, okay.
Okay, Frank Frazetta is a fantasy illustrator. He did the Conan series.
That guy?
Yeah.
See, I didn't recognize this. I didn't know
that's
his
not,
name.
That's not the guy that was at the fanfare, was it?
No.
Oh, okay. I still have that print up here. I haven't framed it yet.
But yeah, he was a fantasy artist, just... Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Oh, apparently he also did, God, what are they called? When they paint a background for a movie?
It's not backdrop, it's,
I can't remember what that's called.
No,
matte paintings. Matte paintings. Apparently he did a number of those, too. We also have to congratulate Santania on and Urson on getting their fabled epic weapons. Oh, I'm sorry, Urson got his mythical this week.
Wow.
So congratulations there. I have actually picked up interest again, and I've picked up the quest and gotten up to the point where I have to start killing things.
For my mythical.
So if anyone's going to... Shit, where the hell am I going?
Lots of places.
Untapped power. Nuclear power. that's...
Well, I know you're going to end up needing,
you know, now that it's
Spider-Woman.
Yeah. that's where I need to go first, is the Widow Mistress.
Yeah. That's an interesting fight. I enjoyed that one. That wasn't really hard to do.
Now, my problem now is not going to be, well, the quest is undoable. You know, it's not that it's too hard. Now it's the fact that no one wants to do it.
Thuga,
yeah. Now Thuga. Nobody wants to go back into the zones. It's like, well, that's so yesterday, you know.
Of course.
What's that?
I said, of course.
So, again, I'm probably never going to see my mythical, but I'm going to keep my eye out on the RP looking for group channel. If I see anyone, you know, heading into Thuga, I'll try to duct tape myself to them. And...
Oh, my God.
What?
Guys.
Jethel's going raiding.
I'm not going raiding. I'm just going to duct tape myself to someone who is.
You're still going on a raid.
Yeah, I don't even care about being in the raid. Just let me follow behind you.
No, you have to be in the raid. You have to be part of the raid when they kill it. Yeah, that's so fun. Yep, the world's ending. Jethel's going raiding.
Oh, wow.
But you know what?
What?
Not even worth it. I mean...
Well, that's what you say.
Well, there's so many items that are available through Sentinel's Fate that are better.
That's what you say.
Yeah.
But
oh,
I don't see you
I just got an up. I just got an offer. To I just got an offer. It says I'll get you your first update tonight if you want.
Oh. Then go for it.
All right.
Go learn about Thuga.
So, yeah. So, talk to me, you know, after the show. We'll go on and do it.
Don't forget to go buy some noxious potions.
Noxious potions. You know, that's something I really need to get back into the swing of. I recently just redid my,
my AAs.
And, put poisons back on the list to try to up my DPS a bit.
Well, there's three sets of things that you need. You need some noxious remedies.
Yeah, right now I have a hemotoxin,
I'm not talking poisons for your blades. I'm talking cures.
Oh, cures.
You need noxious remedy, you need elemental remedy, and you need arcane remedy. And you need to have these hotbarred.
I don't need crap, woman! I do what I want!
You know why?
Why?
Because when you're on a raid, you need to be able to cure yourself, because the healer may not be able to. And also, if you don't cure yourself in some raid instances, it's going to cause more problems for the entire party. Like, damage to the tank and stuff, depending on where you go.
Well.
So, you need to get yourself those. I mean, I've got them hot-barred all the time now. They call them pots.
Pots.
Yeah, potions of something.
I
don't know the top name. I just make sure I got a whole bunch of them on me. I have over 100 of them.
Well, I'll give it a shot anyway.
Thurgood's not too bad. Just do what they tell you to do.
I do what I want, woman!
So, anything on the news that I can rant about? Anything happen? Besides giant oil slicks that they can't seem to get right?
Well, this is for the state of Washington.
Hmm?
Come January 1st, there's going to be a tax on candies.
Really?
Yeah, and this is what's really stupid, okay?
Hmm?
Things like M&M's will have a tax, but things like Twizzlers won't.
What?
Yeah, it's
not
uniformed. Well, anything that has flour in the ingredient of the candy is not taxed.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty stupid as far as I'm concerned. It's like, well, it's a, you know, because some people I know darn well are going to be charging tax when they shouldn't. and not charging tax on candy that they should. But the rule of thumb is if there's flour in the ingredient, there is no tax.
So what? If there's flour in the ingredients, it's automatically a cake? Who lobbied for that? Hostess?
No.
Hostess lobbied for this. Damn you, Twinkie the Kid!
It's just utterly stupid.
They probably figure if it has flour in it, it has some sort of nutritional value. So, you know, damn well Drake's and Hostess lobbied big time for that provision.
I don't know.
Hi, everyone. I'm Twinkie the Kid. I'm cylindrical and golden and have a creamy feeling. Come here, kid. I was promoting gay sex.
Hang on a second. Give me like 2 seconds.
101. 102.
Sorry, your time's up. Give me an answer.
Oh, fight me. Let's see. I'm trying to look up the, story itself. Candy tax, maybe.
Really?
Because wait till I read off some of these. Really make you scratch your head.
I was just told that a group of activists broke into a base in Europe and got into a bunker that was holding nuclear weapons from the Cold War.
Oh boy.
Isn't that lovely? No one seems to steal our nuclear weapons.
Anyway. For example, Three Musketeers will be taxed, but Milky Way will not. Hang on, I'm being attacked.
Milky Way won't?
No, because Milky Way has flour in its ingredients, I guess.
Interesting.
Okay. Starburst, Gummy Bears, M&M's will be taxed. Nestle Crunch and Twizzlers, no.
No, because Nestle's Crunch has those little things in there, and those are what?
What about Twizzlers?
Apparently they have flour in them. I don't know.
The State Department of Revenue has posted a list online of nearly 3,000 items that will be subject to tax, ranging from coffee-flavored candies to Wrigley's Winter Fresh chewing gum. And you'll find another 263 items that are not.
You know, if they really want to raise some revenue, you know what they ought to do? Tax the shit out of coffee.
Says candy subject to tax can be made with sugar, honey, or other natural artificial sweeteners combined with chocolate, fruit, nuts, other ingredients or flavorings, forming a bar, drop pieces. Any product that lists flour as an ingredient on the nutritional facts label is not taxable as a candy. Flour is made from grains such as wheat, rice, corn, rye, oats, and barley. Don't ask me, but starting July 1st, there's another tax that will be applied for bottled water and a tax on barrels of mass-marketed beer. That will rise. And then on July 1st, and I'm sorry, hon, there's going to be a tax on soda pop.
Pardon me for a moment. I'm back now.
So, no more cheap soda pop.
Truefly says that they're taxing water in New York right now, but then again, the water in New York isn't water.
What is it?
Not sure. I don't think they've actually identified it. It's water-like. I think it's Crystal Pepsi.
I don't know. I don't think I'd ever want to drink New York water.
Actually, to speak honestly, the water from New Hampshire, my old area, tastes a lot better than it does out here. Sorry,
I think our water's fine. I thought your funny water tasted funny.
Your milk tastes funny.
Oh, fine.
Milk. You see, when we go back to New Hampshire to visit my family, I'm going to give you a big old glass of milk, and you're going to go, that tastes funny.
Funny.
And I know exactly what it is, you know, and I've said it before, it's the grass. The grass is different, therefore the cows process it differently, and it's going to taste different. And I say we get some cows hooked on chocolate.
And then what?
Then we have chocolate milk.
No, it doesn't work that way.
I thought brown cows did chocolate milk. They do on Farmville. And strawberry cows, you know, pink cows, they give strawberry milk. And they got green cows. That gives a different type of milk altogether. They're sort of alien.
Uh-huh. Really weird woman.
So do the eggs taste the same?
Yeah, I suppose so. But then again, you know me, I pepper everything. You know, some people have a thing for putting salt on stuff. Some people have a thing for putting ketchup on stuff. I pepper the crap out of stuff. At least it's healthy. I like my pepper.
If you say so, hon.
Okay, so anything going on in game
that I know of?
Yeah, what's going on? Of course, I'm sure. The Incy Wincy Spider RP Bar Tavern is going on right now in South Kinos. I believe it's number 2 Bail Court. Of course, Zan and I can correct me on that in the channel if I'm wrong. I believe it's number 2
Bail Court.
Well, last week they had a dragon invasion.
Hmm. Yep.
Remember that. I wonder if the Guild Domino, have they gotten any higher in level on AB server?
Couldn't tell you. But it's 4 Bail Court. Number 4 Bail Court is the last one before the Kinos Docks Gate.
Number 4 Bail Court.
We should look that up and see how the Guild Domino is coming along.
Okay. Never met anyone from the Guild Domino.
Maybe we should.
CQ2players.com. And I will look up the Guild Domino.
Oh, Domino. Just for shits and giggles.
Domino. Guild level 30.
Still? They were guild over 30 last week or so.
Well, maybe they reach level 30 so they can get their guild hall.
That's true.
You're probably just rushing to 30 to get the guild hall.
Probably.
Let's see, any names in this I recognize? Let's see. Do roster. There we go. Do. Nobody I recognize.
And on Sunday afternoon, Sunday mornings, on the AB server in North Kinos, at the Avengers of Virtue Guild Hall, Lady's Delight is open. Santania goes in and when she's available, she's the bartender there.
And of course, later on this evening, in about 20 minutes, Saya's Hammer in Nettleville on the Antonia Bale server. Nettleville, Saya's Hammer, that's P-S-I-A, Hammer, in the inn in Nettleville. I might stop in for a little bit. Maybe. Oh, no, I can't. I'm being dragged out to get that step in my thing done. So.
Yep, got it. You're going raiding.
We'll see how I do. I'm not real big on raiding. I might get in there and save you. No. If someone's nice enough to drag me out there, I will
do my best.
All right. Oh, so we talked. talked about what you're playing. We got the birthdays done. We got the deaths done.
And I'm still beating the crap out of things here. I just got another thing to transmute. I'm probably going to need quite a few things to transmute before I transmute. I only have 91 coral fragments, and I know I'm going to need a lot more than that.
Mm.
Well, each combined, you have to have 6, and you get 3 back.
Hmm.
All right, let's see here. A little skydiving.
Ooh, I have a name. Advisor somebody is up. And I'm going to... That was quick and easy.
You advised him how to die, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Real quick and easy. I sniper shot at him.
Kicked his ass.
I kicked his proverbial ass.
Proverbial ass? You mean he didn't actually have an ass?
He's an orc.
Oh, he didn't have an ass then.
They don't have... Do they have asses? I mean, they're not like...
I haven't
like
looked.
Remember the little blue butt goblins in AQ1?
Yes.
I always thought they were so cute. Hmm. They would die, and their little blue butts would be sticking up in the air, and their head and their arms would be on the ground. They were always so cute. Little blue goblins. They were shiny, too. They'd be hanging out of the top. Our little cheekies would be hanging out of their little loincloths.
All right, then. Now you're getting a little creepy.
What? You don't remember little blue goblin butt? Always stuck up in the air after you killed him? No? I miss little blue goblin butt sometimes.
See, just another reason why the Shadow of Luckin expansion sucks.
Why?
Shadows of Luckin EQ1. They had the, I'm sorry, the Kunark Goblins is what I was thinking of.
Those are ugly. They never died with their butts in the air.
No.
They would sort of go... throw their arms in the air and their feet out and then land on their backs dead or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Why was I looking at dead goblin butt? Because when they fell on their knees, okay, the front part of their bodies would fall forward on the ground and the only thing that'd be left would be their butt sticking up in the air.
And you're just weird.
They were like praying or something, okay? And...
No, they were just waiting. They were waiting for you to defile their fallen bodies.
Is that what you did, Jethro?
Not me.
And then their little loincloth would be sort of like giving them this plumber butt look, and they were blue. They were blue butts, and they were shiny, and they'd always stick up in the air. Good place to park your bike.
They were just dealing crack.
Yes, they were.
Goblin's dealing crack. That's not right.
Goblin crack.
Oh, God. What wasn't on Kevin Meaney's thing?
Did you see that one guy said? What's that? My God.
What?
The first reply to his thing today on his comment about...
Kevin Meaney wants to drill a hole in the guy's head who thought it was a good idea to drill it for oils 1,800 feet underwater.
Right. And then read the next guy's thing.
See, you're already doing too much drilling into guys.
Okay. Yeah. I thought that was so uncalled for.
Now, see, I liked my reply. They're planning on filling that pipe with balls and junk. And Kevin's mother will be like, stop talking about the balls. That's not right. One of those balls is going to come launching out of there, ricochet off a boat, take someone's eye out, we're going to lose the goddamn house. Oh, and I got a couple of replies there laughing at me for that. All right.
It was. It was funny.
We're going to lose the goddamn house. Yes, Mother and Dad, that was my intention all along. I'm the evil one. You're the crazy one. That's what you are. If you ever have a chance to see Kevin Meaney live or on DVD, please do it. Dude's just freaking hysterical.
Oh, God, yeah. He's also a very nice guy.
Yep. Met him live, bought him a couple of drinks. Very cool.
Nicest guy you could ever meet.
Except for Jethel, of course. Jethel, you know, Jethel's awesome.
Well, yeah, but nobody can compare to that.
No, he's not. Jethel's an ass.
You are?
He's a heartless bastard.
You mean I sleep with a donkey? I just love it when exquisite chests fall from unnamed. Yep, exquisite. That's the big black one.
You know, as a guy, I can really appreciate an exquisite chest myself. But that's, you know, being a guy. Of course, by, you know, statistics, several girls can agree with me on that one, too.
I am not into bestiality.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, it's because you said you were an ass, and that means I'm sleeping with an ass, so that means...
Oh, jeez.
See? That's the logic there.
Okay, then.
I don't... No.
And so it was.
And is.
And
shall be. And always will be. Well, we have Midnight Enchantments coming up again.
Oh, well, you don't care. I don't care.
You don't care.
The Moonlight Enchantments coming up on the 20th, which is 9 days away, so we can actually remind everyone next week about that.
Oh, fine. That I've jumped the gun and...
You jumped the gun, woman.
It's better than jumping the shark.
Very true. But of course, you know, we jumped the shark many, many episodes ago, but people still seem to be coming back.
We jumped the shark when?
When we talked about it.
See, does that count?
So let's see, have we... Let me see something here. I think I found a website once of symptoms of jumping the shark. Let me see, symptoms...
I don't think we've had any of those symptoms yet.
See if I can find this again. Okay, is this in here? Man punches shark. Nope, no. Oh, there we go. Jumptheshark.com. Part of TV Guide, apparently.
What, so they can tell you when somebody's jumped the shark?
Apparently. Well, that wasn't what I was expecting. Ah, there we go. What does it mean to jump the shark? Let's see here. Jumping the shark is a term used as a metaphor for when a television series has passed its sell-by date.
Sell-by date. Like spoiled milk?
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. The term originated after an episode of the hit television series Happy Days. In one episode, Arthur Fonzarelli, otherwise known as the Fonz, literally water skis over a shark. It was at this point that viewers became disenchanted with the show, and its days were numbered. Jumping the shark.
I don't think we've jumped the shark yet, do you?
I really hope not.
Preferably, you know, I would rather eat the shark. Shark steaks are really good. You might not like it. It's sort of strong.
Nah, I can do without that. I don't even like calamari. I can do without that.
I don't think you could like it. Chewy.
No, it tastes like, you know, I tried one tentacle, and I'm sorry, it was like rubber.
The look on his face.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You put this in my mouth?
How dare you? What's wrong with you? I don't know. I think when it comes to the show, I'd rather go out before people start becoming disenchanted with me. Know what I mean? Go out on top.
Well, yeah. Go out with a bang.
Go out with a bang.
Instead of a whimper.
Go out with a hammer. I got a hammer right here.
No, don't make me send the boy up there.
I got a hammer. What's Jethro going to smash with a hammer today?
Nothing.
What is it?
No.
There's a unicorn over here.
No!
Oh, no, that's Elkman's unicorn. I can't smash that. All right.
You better not.
How about this Coke Zero can? The weekly smashing with the hammer.
We have to find you better things to smash with.
An empty medicine container. Well, that didn't break too well.
That's no. Right. What happens if you break the desk?
Desk is already broken.
What?
Yeah, I got a pole here that's not quite sitting right. That's all right.
What did you do?
I didn't do nothing.
But you broke your desk.
It's not broken. It's just misshaped a little bit. Anyway,
bent your desk?
So I got some good news by email, and it wasn't that I won $1 billion in a Nigerian lottery or anything like that.
That's always good.
But my CPAP machine will be here tomorrow. And I got an email from the company that sent it. They looked at my prescription you have to have a prescription for these things. And they looked at my prescription, and the machine is already set for me.
Thank goodness.
They set it up for me already, so I just got to get it, plug that hose onto it. That's going to make me look like an elephant. As if the gigantic gut on me wasn't enough. I'm going to have this hose running from my face now.
I'm sorry, hon.
Whoop, they're saying lost the stream? No, we're still up. Anyway, CPAP stands for Constant Positive Air Pressure. CPAP. So basically, it's a tiny air pump that's going to pump 12 centiliters, I think it is, or something like that, of air up my nose, basically. And what it does, it stimulates the back of the throat and keeps your airways open. When you're a big guy like me, sometimes, you know, you're laying there, you know, you're breathing, you... And then all of a sudden, it turns into... Well, that's your airway closing up. That's what a snore is.
Didn't they say your dangly bit was too long, too?
The hell's that called?
The dangly bit. That's what I call it.
The dangly bit. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. More importantly, ladies. Jethel's dangly bit has been determined to be too long.
No, it's actually fine.
I thought they said it was too long.
Meh, that's what they said. Uvula, thank you. Uvula.
Oh, I like dangly bit better, it sounds. It's much more interesting.
It sounds naughty.
No, does it?
It sounds like something Sean Connery would say. So, tell me.
Does Sean Connery have dangly bits, too?
So, tell me, Elephant. Do you want to see me dangly bits?
Sure, Sean. Anytime. Although this is probably hanging pretty low.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's the age thing and gravity. You know?
I'm an old man.
No, you're not.
Old, I tells ya!
No, you're not.
Old and decrepit.
No, you're not.
So anyway, that's going to be here tomorrow, and my friend Gail, who had this, and my former roommate Anne, who got me involved in EverQuest to begin with, it's all her fault, says that I will feel like a new man.
I hope so.
You know, sleeping through the night and getting all the oxygen I'm supposed to be getting instead of, you know, gagging and waking up gasping for breath, which has happened a few times this week, I know. And I'm sure there are many, many times that I've woken up gasping for air and I don't remember it.
No, you usually gasp and go back to sleep.
Now, if this works for me, hon, I want you to look into it.
Why?
You snore like a fucking buzzsaw. And I know damn well that you're gasping for air. So you,
I am?
Oh, yes, you are.
You just... You just want me to have something on my face, too.
Yeah, that's it.
Because you are.
But, you know, I just want to, let me try it first. See how noisy it is. Yeah, you're probably going to have to not only wear earplugs, you'll probably have to, like, you know, go to a place and get some nice big earphones and have your friggin' radio attached to it. Say, I can't stand the pump sound. Well, we will see. I don't know how loud this thing is. It's supposed to be pretty quiet.
I already have earplugs.
Well, hopefully once this thing goes, you won't need them anymore.
I probably still will because the pump will make noise.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out tomorrow night. We will have a full report at kithacore.org. And with that, I think it's time for a music break.
Okay.
Actually, it would help if I actually set up some music for that. Oh, I did. All right. So we're going to take a little music break. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. And, yeah. Music break. All righty.
That was the Night Smelly Maneuver by Gentle Silverwing.
Find more of my parodies at kithacore.org. So what are you up to, Elkman? Still playing your little game there?
I'm fighting orcs.
Oh no, she's fighting orcs!
In Wailing Caves, remember?
Wailing Caves.
Looking for...
love.
Treasure chests, at least. And not having much luck.
Oh.
I mean, the only way to get anything is by attacking all the names, but then I gotta fight everybody else down here for the names.
Destroy them. Wipe them out. All of them.
I'm doing it, so hush.
So, I know they covered it on EQ Tuesday, but let's get your opinion, Elkin.
Of what?
Removal of the... I know we talked about it last week. Removal of the starting zones. The islands will be no more when Hollis comes out.
I already said I don't like the idea of it.
Didn't like the idea. Well, we're just going to have to see what they do with the storyline. I mean, they were talking on EQ Tuesday. The whole thing with the islands and stuff and the starting quests and whatnot were about Freeport versus Kinos. And that's, well, it's old and it's kind of gone by the way, you know, we're not quite at odds anymore. Well, not to the extent as we were in the beginning. So it'll be interesting to see what they come up with. So I will hold my judgment until I see what they come up with.
I think it's just, it's removing more content. I mean, they already removed a lot of content from the outlying, you know, cities.
Mm-hmm.
And they never replaced it. I don't know.
You know, I kind of miss the quest you would do for your class.
I do too.
You know, we like as rangers, rogues, and bards, we all started off as a scout. As a scout
yeah,
class,
but
and then we...
But it was taking too long to figure out if you liked the class or not.
Well... I don't know. I just kind of miss it. It gave you more opportunity to explore, you know, different aspects of your base class.
Yeah, I thought so, but...
So, you know, I just kind of miss it, is all. Now, what I like, you know, one of the things, if you ever play Morrowind, you don't choose your class. Your class chooses you, more or less. Because it starts off very much like EQ2 did at the very beginning with the refugee boat.
Yeah.
Well, you land at port. You land at the port, and you have to go speak to the register, the guy that's, you know, taking all your information. So he asks you a bunch of questions about what you like to do and how do you do things and stuff like that, and you come up with an end class. Do you like this? Well, do you not like this? Well, what about this? Ah, you must be a ranger. And then you go like, and then they give you the option, you know, click here to choose a ranger, click here to try something else. Or then it gave you the choice after you went off through this, and he said, "No, I will choose my class manually." Yeah. Well, I always thought that was kind of interesting. In Soviet Russia, class chooses you. Yakov Smirnoff, everyone. No one gets those references.
It's because nobody remembers who he is.
Who's Yakov Smirnoff? In Soviet Russia, Smirnoff yaks you.
Sorry, had to do it. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. No, wait, that's peanut butter. Why am I smelling peanut? Oh, wait, I'm not smelling peanut butter, I'm smelling peanuts.
This episode of the Just Civil Wing Show is brought to you by Lightly Salted Cocktail Peanuts, made with pure sea salt. I don't know if that makes any bit of difference, really.
You said cocktail.
Cocktail. And I will say it again. Cocktail. So there.
Now it's no fun.
These peanuts have no honor.
Oh, wait. Yes, it did. Here it is.
You know, I'm getting lots of chests, but I'm not getting any treasure chests.
Damn it!
I mean, I started the evening with 91 coral fragments, and I have 96.
Oh, what the hell?
For some reason... I have 3 of the previous tier shards. They transmuted into 1 through 9 instead of 10 through 20.
Wow!
So I lost 3 items.
God damn it! That's it. This peanut's getting the hammer.
Oh, now you're making peanut butter.
No, I would never do that to my peanuts.
You know, every time I just see peanuts, I'm going to think of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, peanut.
Yeah, basically. Never could figure out what was that all about anyway.
Who knows? It was just something weird to put in there.
It was weird, all right. Oops.
True Flight is trying to solo the Leviathan.
He's nuts. He doesn't have enough DPS to put out for that stupid thing.
So now we're going to start taking bets. The odds are 100 to 1, True Flight to lose.
I think he just likes to be eaten.
I think he just likes the big tentacle.
Something like... Well, you know, the thing with the Leviathan fight is the scouts have to grab these things, get eaten by the Leviathan, and then discharge them inside of him.
Okay.
And then get expelled out and grab another one.
So what are you saying? The Rangers are getting puked out?
Yeah.
Lovely.
So just goes to show that the EQ2 dev team is stoned when they come up with this crap.
Oh, be nice.
They are. They're in there smoking Jum Jum and his special brownies. I know. Just have it so they have to know exactly what to do and when to do it. But we're not going to tell them. How come the thing's kicking my ass when it hits 40% mana? I don't know. I still say there's a lot of crap like that. That, you know, what the fuck, people? Seriously, what are you smoking?
They're doing the ganja, man.
They're doing shrooms. You know it. All right, guys, we have to think of a new raid instance.
What?
We have to think of a new raid instance. Pass the shrooms! You know what happens.
Yeah, but...
The Huffling Leaf has surely slowed your mind. Anyway...
Got anything else to talk about? Maybe we'll just cut it out early.
Oh, you can cut it out early if you wanted.
Nothing to talk about. We run out of interesting things to say this week.
I'm just tracking down stuff in here.
Stuff. I'm just going to run off the edge of the world. That's what I'm going to do. What'd you do today, Jeff? I ran off the edge of the world.
I'm top of the world looking down over Norref.
Eek, I have fallen off the edge of the world. Here I go. Yeah, and I have feather fall, so this is going to be a long trip. All right, well, I think we've run out of stuff to talk about. You got any shout-outs this week?
No, I'm just everybody in the Legion of Kithacor. Yeah, and one to the den mom who's working like nuts. At least there'll be some interesting... what if she's got anything on the EQ Trader side as far as what's coming with crafting?
Yes, she has.
Well, there's some goodies I could probably go look at. Oh, and the SOE podcast, 85, should be out today. Hmm. If it isn't already.
Now,
they were having technical difficulties earlier, but it should be out now.
Do they have somebody else co-hosting with Ashlyn, or is it just Ashlyn?
Well, it's Ashlyn and whoever she can grab at the time, I think.
Ah, I see.
She's had Pex, she's had all sorts of people.
All right. Hollis should be coming out on the 20th or around the 25th.
We still got another show between now and then.
Yep, so there'll be more wild speculation. And conjecture. And outright lies. You know, I went to the test server and the friggin' Hollis dogs have red rockets hanging out.
Yep. Are they gonna let him have kilts?
I don't know. You're the one that's been on the test server checking the stuff out. You tell me.
I'd have to go back and look around. I don't remember seeing anybody in a kilt.
Kilts.
Well, in reality, when a barbarian doesn't have any armor on, they should be in a kilt. Nothing but boots and a kilt.
I agree. That's the way it is in EQ1.
Yep.
That's the way it was in EverQuest 1, and that's the way we liked it.
And for you guys want to, for you girls that really want to know, they don't wear anything underneath those kilts. Absolutely nothing. I know, I have proof. I looked up a friend of ours in his kilt.
Let's see, where's... being told here, Domino has mentioned that the kilts are in the works. So maybe not at launch.
Ooh-hoo.
Maybe not at launch, but they're in the works.
In the works.
But again, that is wild speculation.
Speculation.
That's what we base this show on.
Lots of wild speculation.
And sex.
We do?
There will be wild speculation, and who knows, maybe they'll put in a new emote slash hump.
Oh, yeah, right.
Whoa! Okay, Domino says that is lies! Who's the one that said it? Santiga on the Befallen server. Domino says you lie!
They did.
Liar.
Domino came out and says lies. Never said a word about kilts. So there we go. Wild speculation beat down by the Domino.
Who has a guild named after her?
Domino. Domino, 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 Domino. There's just the two of me alone at long last together. All right.
La, la, la. Yeah, I'm getting... tired running back through this place.
Okay, folks, I think that's it for this week. Thank you very much for listening in. This has been the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 11th of May. Wait a minute, I gotta look up something. All right, anyway. That's it for this week. Tune in next week when there will be more wild speculation, conjecture, and outright lies.
You already said that part.
Well, fine, be that way. Fine, next week we will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
And that is what?
That Delmon broadcasts in the nude.
He does?
Apparently. We'll be in contact with Xanadi for the deep story on that one. Until then, good night, everyone!
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Dee Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.